Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast, where we focus on the simple pleasures in life. Here's Rick.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us here on the Things to Live For podcast. The wear and tear of our daily grind can take its toll on us physically. We all have our own ways of recuperating, like taking vacations or getting massages. These are the bigger forms of treatment, though. Right now, I want to focus on the small things that we do to temporarily relieve or relax our bodies. After spending hours on your feet, don't you just love the feeling of finally taking your shoes off? Sometimes you can even feel them throbbing as you flex your toes. Often I can't wait to get home, so I just go ahead and kick off my shoes in the car. Some people like to roll their tired feet on marbles or golf balls, but that just doesn't do it for me. Even submerging them in hot water isn't nearly as satisfying as those first few minutes after taking off your shoes. Another thing that's a real relief is loosening or taking off your belt. If your pants are a bit snug, just popping off that top button can make you breathe a little easier. Most of us don't have flat bellies, so releasing the pressure on your waistline is so relieving. Now, I don't know what it's like for you women when you remove your bras at the end of the day, but I imagine it must be a similar feeling to that. There are a lot of other small ways in which we help our bodies relieve physical stress. Some we've even discussed in previous episodes. These here are just a couple of my favorites. If you have any that you'd like to share, do let us know. For our contact details, swing by our website. It's thingstoliveFor.com. We also recently added a section with our most popular episodes. That's thingstoliveFor.com. Don't forget to use the number 2. Thank you for clicking on to this episode. This is Rick. Have a blessed day.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're located in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.